Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Philippa Games is our guest. She is one of the world's top e-business and technology strategists. She helps companies all over the place, all over the world, as well as non-profit organizations maximize and sustain their return on the investment in their online presence. And she's our good friend. She is the cyber speaker. Philippa Games, welcome back.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
Great. Philippa, you've been with us a long time now. You've been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust for a long time. You've given us so much information over the years. And one of the things that we've talked about in times past, but not in a while, is the importance of understanding, of tracking, collecting, tracking, and then understanding the metrics that your website produces. And I want you to, now that I've laid that out, why don't you tell us what I just said?
It's not the accent at all, is it?
No.
So, you know, it's really interesting, Jim. I'm a consultant, and I also am a professional speaker. So I see a lot of people through the year, you know, when I talk to them about what's going on with their website, and they talk about whether they're getting calls and sales. And then I say, are you looking at your traffic reports? And very, very, very few people are, even now, that with the web's been around for a while.
That's amazing to me.
Right. But the traffic reports, you know, tell you all sorts of things about what's really happening on your site. And so the reason for this is you want to know what's not working as much as you want to know what is working so that you can make it right. Right. And I've had people say, well, I know my website must be working because I'm getting calls. And if you get, say you get 3 calls a day and you're a small business and you think your website must be doing pretty well, if you were to go to your traffic reports and find out that you may get, you know, 1,000 visitors a day and you're only getting 3 calls, that kind of puts that into a different perspective, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then you'd want to say, well, what could I do to create more conversion and more interest in the other, you know, 997 people? And that's where your traffic reports can give you some great clues about what's going on, what's going right, and what's not working.
Well, and a lot of times people will say, they'll be listening, they'll say, oh, well, you know, I that's not like me. I check my traffic reports. But what they check is they check how many visitors and how many page views they had.
That's
but
right.
they don't check things like where they came in, where they left. They don't check things like the failed attempts that they had. They don't check things like knowing who sends them the most referrals, things like that. That really are ways of breaking down these metrics into information that you can use and that you can manage with.
Well, and I think the key thing there, you know, I as I said, I'm a speaker, and sometimes I'll throw up a slide in one of my programs, and of course, one of the problems is that the traffic reports can look very daunting because if you're not used to them, they can look like a load of numbers and graphs and squiggles and URLs. And so I think what you said is really important, that what you need to do is to go to them with some questions. You need to know what you expect your site to be doing and where you expect people to be interacting with you, for instance. You know, where you expect them to contact you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to look at the reports and say, can I figure out what's going on? Because if you just try to say, just to look at numbers and see how many visitors you got this time against last time, that's useful, but it's only useful up to a point.
Mm-hmm.
So not being daunted by the graphs, but having a clear idea of what you want to find out from them, I think can really help.
What about this? What if you determine, see, I know the website. There is a website out there that perennially sends me more referrals than any other site. And it's a site that where people who are coming from there have a certain kind of interest. They're interested in a certain kind of thing, and for some reason this person has a nice position, might be positioned well on their site, and so I get a lot of referrals from them. Now, so what would be wrong with if I were in the business of selling some particular thing, if that site that was sending me something, I knew that their customers were likely to be interested in a certain type of product. What would be wrong with me creating a separate page that receives to receive those people? And on that page, even though it would look very much like my homepage, my main homepage, it would actually be a little bit customized to tweak their interest a little bit more, that particular profile of person a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. And, of course, if you were in that kind of a business and you wanted to, you could offer them an affiliate relationship to make sure that they continue to send you, you know, have the, your links prominent on their site.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, I don't do that because I don't sell that kind of a product.
Right.
But what I regularly do is look up the sites that are sending me traffic that I haven't heard about before, mm-hmm. because people regularly, you know, quote my articles and so on their site.
Right.
And I also find that I'm often used, or my articles are recommended in reading lists at various universities and schools. And I'll call or email the person responsible for that listing and just say thank you. And it's amazing what you get back when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got somebody who was at a university in a state I'd never even been to who said, I'd love to ask you about your speaking programs because we're looking for a speaker for a conference.
Mm-hmm.
And he only did that because I called to thank him. So
right.
I think the relationship that you can build, just knowing who is sending traffic to your site and just, you know, taking the time to acknowledge that, can be very, very valuable.
Well, let's just as an example, let's say, to use a specific example, let's say I'm in the, I sell bicycles, and I find out that one of the main, if not the top referrer to my site is from a ladies, a site that's of interest to ladies. Well, why don't I create a page for that link to go to from their site that would show things that were more lady-centric and less male-centric?
Mm-hmm.
And folks, that's not hard to do. That's easy to do, really, isn't it, Philippa?
Absolutely.
And it's not like you create a whole new look. It's just that you've got a page that is the URL that you've developed. It's an offshoot of your own URL. It's slash, you know, whatever, and it's up there, and that might turn, as you say, Philippa, that might turn from 3 calls into 15 calls overnight, almost.
Right, and as you said, it's customized, and it's taking your site to another level because now you've got the information that you need to be able to do that.
But I think there's a ton of people who don't know. Not only do they not know who sends them the referrals, but also they don't know that they can actually do that. They can actually have a separate page for, you know, to receive those people. We do it in our site right now. We do it with several different locations. We have that kind of a feature available. Stand by, Philippa. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More to come after these messages with Philippa Gaines. Back, it's 23 after. A little Chicago for you to get your blood boiling. Gets me going a little bit, Philippa Gaines. I don't know about you, but Chicago is one of my favorites. Philippa Gaines is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Philippa, give us your website, please.
It's CyberSpeaker, CYBER, and then speaker.com. And actually, since we're talking about it, Jim, I have a number of articles on the site which you can get through on my articles page. And there are a couple of articles on there about the traffic reports and about the kinds of things that the business end of the, you know, as opposed to the techie people.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us who actually run businesses, what we can tell or what we need to know from the reports.
What you need to do, folks, is make sure your technical people are making the information available to you so you can take that information and manage your business, your online business, with that information.
Right. And the technical people have lots of information in the reports that's useful to them as well, like, you know, how many people come, but then what connections they're using.
Right.
And that's important to know how fast they're able to get your content.
Also, how many failures there are, how many that people tried and didn't get what they wanted.
Right. How many files not found there are and pieces like that, and also what browsers they're using and what platforms they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And even though most people are still using Explorer, the Microsoft browser, of course, there are people who still use others, and you have to make sure that your site works for them.
That's the really tricky and sometimes frustrating part, isn't it? Trying to make your site be all things to all people,
right?
And it comes down to a point where you have to say, you know what, we can't do that. We can't be all things to all people. We've got to pick out these 4 out of 5, and the other, you know, the fifth one, we'll just have to deal with it.
That's right.
And when we say platforms, we're talking about Netscape, Internet Explorer, plus you've got PCs, you got Macs, you've got all the different platforms that you could have out there.
Right.
And not only that, Philippa, as you know, you got people who won't upgrade their browser.
That's true. And then you have, yes, that's right.
People with older, and then they've got, and one of the reasons is, and not because they're being difficult, is they got an old computer, and the new browsers won't work on the old computer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you can also tell, if your site uses cookies, you can tell things like if they turn their cookies off. Although these days, most people don't turn their cookies off, because if you did, you can't see most sites.
Right. That's exactly right.
So, and we talked about the places where people come from, and let's not forget the other piece where you can see which pages on your site they go to and which pages they don't go to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spend a lot of time creating content that you think is great and nobody goes there, then that's a really great clue to one of two things, really. I mean, it could be that actually your content isn't that interesting to your visitors after all. Or it could
that's a rude awakening too, folks.
Well, but it could be, you see. Or it could be that it would be, but the way that you're pointing them into the site isn't mm-hmm. working, and it isn't driving them mm-hmm. to the pages you really want them to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a guy who was number one in the search engines on his number one key phrase, and he was really excited. He was getting tons of traffic. And they took one look at its homepage, and they were gone because it was so boring. And unless you're looking at your traffic logs, that kind of thing, you're never going to know. That's what we're really talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Splash pages. I had a client who had this awful splash page which lost 30% of people who'd never seen his site didn't go beyond his splash page.
Tell us what a splash page is.
You know, that page that you have when you first see the site, and it basically says, welcome, click mm-hmm. here to enter, and it doesn't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to hate it. Graphic designers like to do all sorts of flash interesting things, and most people aren't interested.
If you have a splash page and it stays up more than 2.5 seconds, in my opinion, you've lost me.
Well, but you tell a marketing person that they're losing 30% of new traffic, and what are they going to say? Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So these are the kinds of things that you can't tell without this information.
Well, this is very similar to making sure that your trucks are running the proper routes, that they're not doubling back on themselves. This is the same kind of information to make sure that you got customers, you got employees showing up at 7:30. Because customers want to do business with you at 7:30 and not 8 o'clock. This is the same. It's the same kind of management practices, isn't it, Philippa?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's basically being intelligent and not just putting it out there and saying, you know, build it and they'll come, and not continuing to look at what it's doing and what's working about it and what isn't.
Well, and also there's a tension between what's practical and what's cute sometimes with the designer, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to be careful about that.
People on the web still really just want the information. And looking at usability studies, that's still pretty true. So this will really give you a clue. One of the other things you can tell is how long they spend on individual pages.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a page with some content on it and people are spending 5-10 seconds on it, it's a pretty good bet that they're not reading the content.
Right. And it may not be anything wrong with the content. It may just be the way you're presenting it.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, on my site, there are articles that will help you to understand what the traffic reports should be telling you and how to look at them, as well as lots of other resources.
And so, give us that website again, please.
So it's CyberSpeaker, CYBER, and then speaker.com. And I also do have this tip sheet that we often talk about, which has at least 23 different ways to promote your site beyond the search engines, and that's absolutely free.
Sounds good. Philippa, thank you for making that available to us for free. You're the best. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen, she will be back. She is the Cyber Speaker. I love it when she joins us. 29 after, quick break, right back with Russell Brown. Joe Cocker will take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.